We've known for some time that air pollution has a negative impact on our health, and cities worldwide are now coming under increasing pressure to clean up their acts.
London is one of them. The UK capital is now facing fines from the European Commission of £300 million per year for failing to meet required clean air standards for gases like oxides of nitrogen, NO2, and particulates which are known to harm health. Caris Lestrange went to the Greater London Authority to speak with the Deputy Mayor for Environment and Energy, Matthew Penchiles, to find out the scale of the problem.
I'm not going to sit here and say that London is not a congested city, because clearly it is a congested city. But when you think about the population-wise, we've seen huge economic growth, and yet we've had been reallocating quite a lot of road space away from cars to buses in the first instance, and more recently to bicycles.
Obviously, air pollution is something that's a huge problem at the moment. How does London compare to other big cities in the world?
Well, as in most major cities, and certainly European cities too, so developed cities, air pollution, air quality is certainly a challenge. But we're actually doing relatively well compared to most of the world's cities. And if you measure it by health impact among 36 of the world's biggest cities, we do come ninth. Now, that's obviously not good enough, but I think it does show you sort of where we sit in the world and the fact that we are making some progress there.
So is it true there's a potential that London could be fined for the amount of air pollution it has at the moment?
It's worth saying that we are hardly alone in this. In fact, the great majority of EU states have failed to comply with NO2 compliances. But the Commission has started faction proceedings against our government. And it is worth saying that the VW scandal, where a car company has been shown to be cheating on their emission standards, kind of shows you perhaps that some of the blame lies here, in that we've seen a shift to diesel cars, and those diesel cars are not being as clean as we've been promised, which is why cities like such as London, other big ones in England and the UK, and also on the continent, are sort of fighting a battle with one hand tied behind their back, because one of the biggest tools we have is a clean car fleet. And if those vehicles are continuously not performing at what we had been told they were going to perform, you can see the obvious difficulties there.
It's a worry, isn't it? That was London's Deputy Mayor Matthew Penchiles, and he was speaking with Caris Lestrange.